You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 257.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, how's it going, my friends? I hope you're doing amazing today. Guys, on this particular episode, I got to be just totally honest and transparent with you. I've kind of been struggling the last couple days or so thinking about, you know, what do I want to talk to you about on this Q&A episode? Because, I've had a lot of questions coming my way, but I have addressed a lot of those questions on previous episodes. And last thing I want to do is necessarily, you know, just recycle content for the sake of producing an episode. And so I was just kind of like, you know, thinking what can I talk about that I haven't really talked about in the past? And by the way, that's not to say that, you know, there's times where, you know, depending on what's going on in the business, I won't, bring up something that I've talked in the past, but maybe there's a different twist to it, or just based on experience or something that happened, I'll have, you know, something more valuable to share with you. But, you know, again, I wanted to just challenge myself and say, hey, what's something that I haven't really talked about much on the podcast more that's had an impact on the business recently? And I looked up at our closed deal sheets and, you know, looking at where we got a lot of our deals and looking at some of our bigger pops. And there was one that immediately jumped out at me. And I said, okay, I'm going to put this in the books for episode 257. And I want to talk to you about it. And this is going to be super, super short and sweet. This is a tip that if you're not doing it, and by the way, I lump myself and our business into that category because we were not doing this up until a month or so ago. But, about a month and a half ago, we closed on a property that we lined up private funding for it. We closed on it because the numbers were just, it was going to be a juicy deal. We knew it was going to be a six-figure deal or very close to it. And so we lined up private funding for it. We got it from a direct mail campaign. Absentee seller, didn't live in the state of Florida. You know, the property was just kind of sitting there. And for being a vacant property, it was actually in pretty decent shape. It was in move-in shape, but it looked like the house was from like 1970s or something. And we closed on it. We looked at the numbers, we looked at the ARV, and we said, this is going to be a home run. You know, so we closed on it, and then we put it right back out on the MLS, and we just weren't getting... We were getting strong offers where, you know, we were going to make 50, 60 grand in the deal. And obviously, you know, you're probably hearing that and you're like, you're crazy. Why didn't you take it? Again, we were expecting it to be closer to a six-figure deal. And so we sent it out to our list and, you know, we were getting kind of around the same offers. Well, one of our core values is going above and beyond. And our transaction coordinator put the property, she took the email blast that my disposition manager sent out and she put it on her social media. She put it on her Instagram specifically, and a buyer contacted her. Okay. And she quickly connected the buyer to my dispositions manager, and that buyer came in close to $40,000 higher in his offer than any other buyer we got from our list and from the MLS. So at the end of the day, we made just shy of $92,000 net profit on the deal, $91,662.61 to be precise, because my transaction coordinator went above and beyond. She put the property on her social media, which, by the way, we have never done before. And I'm kind of scratching my head as to why we haven't. And she obviously got a nice bonus as a result of it. And we landed a buyer because somebody on her social media network liked the deal. And again, because she did that, you know, we ended up making, I don't know, 30, 40 grand more than we probably would have. So it really just opened my eyes to, not that I needed this example, but it opened my eyes to the power of leveraging social media. I've always, to be honest, social media is not one of my strong suits. I don't spend a lot of time on social media, you know, interacting on Facebook, Instagram. I kind of jump in and out every now and then, but I'm not one that's, you know, just constantly on social media, like many people I know. And it really opened my eyes, and we kind of added it as one of our rocks to figure out how we can be just more strategic, more intentional about leveraging social media, specifically Facebook, Instagram, to market our deals. Now, here's the caveat, guys. This is just my two cents. I'm not an expert in this area, so take that for what it's worth. I wouldn't be the person constantly selling and marketing things on social media. I kind of think that tends to get old, and that's not really what social media is for. Having said that, it's a very, very powerful platform. So if you throw things out and add value at the same time, if you kind of package it around the story, I think that's where it becomes even more effective than if you just put it out there, which, by the way, is what she did. It was just like, she put pictures of the property. She copy pasted the email copy about the deal on her social media. And the crazy thing is, she didn't even get a whole lot of like likes or comments or interaction. You know, she got some, but it just takes one buyer, guys. Just takes one buyer. And by the way, the other lesson on this one is that we swung for the fences. You know, because we closed on it, because we owned the asset, we could get aggressive in our asking price. And obviously, we still left meat on the bone, but we probably pushed the envelope, you know, by a good 10 to 15 grand on what we would have normally priced it. And we got it. We got our full ask. And that's not true. We got like a hair less than our full ask. Basically, we got like 98% of our full ask. And yeah, we made almost $92,000 in the deal because one of our team members, you know, exemplified one of our core values, going above and beyond. She saw the property, she put it on her social media, and now it's something that we're going to implement into our disposition core process moving forward, where we leverage social media, because again, you just never know, guys. So that's what I got for you on today's episode. I'd love to hear from you. I can probably learn from a lot of you out there that are successfully tapping into social media, whether it be for sellers or whether it's for buyers. I'd love to kind of hear and get a conversation started about how you guys are using social media to sell deals, to acquire deals. Maybe it's even to raise private money, whatever the case might be. So very, very powerful platform. It's an area I realize we have to get stronger in as a team. And even if we didn't touch social media again, it almost brought an extra $100,000 into the business. Well, let's just say another 30 to 45 is additional is what we got, because we found that buyer on social media versus on the MLS or our list. So I would say for an extra 30 to 40 grand, it's worth it to, you know, to take the 5-10 minutes to put something on social media and see if you can gain some traction that way. You know, whether it's starting your own Instagram account for your wholesale deals, or, you know, your a company Facebook page. Again, I'm not the expert in that area, but I just wanted to share with you an example of how we stumbled on, you know, just doing this because one of our team members decided to do that, and we reaped the benefits from you know, those efforts. So again, guys, I would love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts. And before we wrap up the show, I know this is a really, really short one. If you guys could just take a moment to go to flipempire.com/iTunes. And just take a quick minute. That's all it takes. Leave me, you know, rate the show. You can do anywhere from 1 star to 5 stars. You know, we have well over 100 5-star ratings in there. And just leave me an honest rating and review, because it's feedback for me on how I can continue to push the envelope, improve the show, get the right guest experts on here, produce the right type of content that is going to move the needle in your business. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening to the show. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the next one. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 figures in 6 months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.